We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ken Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Aaron Nagler will join us an hour from now. We're going to talk some Packers, some NFL drafts. There's been so much time in between when we started talking about the draft to now that I think people are starting to go a little stir crazy. What if they drafted a quarterback at 12? What if they took an offensive lineman? I still think you take a defensive guy, an edge guy. We'll talk to Nagler in about an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with maybe a linebacker in this. You know, I think maybe a tight end might be a little much, but definitely not a quarterback. You know the reason why I think they're looking at quarterbacks. We'll tell you more about that later on. Got a feeling that they're not too serious about it.
Why don't we just do it now?
I thought we were going to get to the Bucks.
So when are you going to tell us about
it? Well, we'll do it during Nagler. I want to ask Nagler about it.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock.
Sometimes I say like, yeah, we'll talk about that later, and then we don't.
Well, don't say that. I mean, we always end up talking about it.
Do we?
Well, then our teases are worthless if we tell.
I've been waiting to talk about the MLS playoff structure for weeks.
Yeah, but we've never
said. You won't let me.
We've never said, oh, we're coming up next segment. We're talking about the MLS.
I always say that, but it's on your off day.
We always need the payoff.
Yeah. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. So Gary Wolfel 820, people seem to like when we get in feuds. I'm not going to say that what I have with Gary is a feud. I'm also not going to grill him about all his takes today. We're talking some basketball.
Well, yeah, I mean.
With Gary.
Yeah,
that was like the most downloaded interview we've ever done,
yeah.
By the way.
Well.
Last week.
I'm interested in get Gary's take on the Boston Celtics coming up here.
I can tell you, I'll just be Gary right now. Why don't you just ask me as Gary?
You're going to continue to bury him, aren't you?
Well, who's got the best player in the series, Chuck? You'll say, the Bucks. Nope. Kyrie Irving. I'm going to take the Bucks in five, or the Celtics in five.
Okay. Well, we'll find out here.
Gary, for sure, is taking the Celtics.
We know that he thinks it's going to be a tough. We all do. It's going to be tough for the Bucks to win the series. It's not going to be very easy. And if the Bucks win it in five or six games, they would earn it. They earned this series. Hey, it wasn't easy beating the Pistons the way they did. The Bucks played great in that series to dominate the series the way they did. And the Pistons came out, man. They wanted to win that game. They did not lay down. Bucks earned every bit of that 23-point win last night.
Here's where the NBA playoffs sit right now. 4-0, 4-0. Milwaukee wins, Boston wins. You've got six other series going on. Five of them are at 3-1. And then there's one that's tied up, Denver and the Spurs at 2-2. A lot of people questioning again, and that's fine because we're seeing it this year, that the NBA can be a little top-heavy. So would the NBA be better off having a best of five in the first round as opposed to a best of seven?
Well, here's what I'm fine with the best of seven. All right. I mean, I prefer a best of five, but a best of seven. But here's what I feel. If it gets to 3-0 in a best of seven, series should be over. Like, if you get out to a 3-0 series lead, you're not coming back from it. All right. I know the Boston Red Sox did against the Yankees, 15 years ago, where the hell it was, but. You know, 99.9% of the time.
And that should just be in the first round or every round?
I think every round. I think if you get off to a three.
Oh, every round.
I think every round in every sport. If you get out to, it's a best of seven, but if you get out to a 3-0 series lead, that's it. Series over. Best of seven until you get out to a 3-0 series lead. Then, because if you get out to a 2-0 series lead, man, the pressure's on. 3-0, then after 3-0, when you get to 3-0, if Detroit wins that game last night, they're not coming back in that series. Series should be over at 3-0. Flat out over. First, you know, if you get the 3-0, if it's 2-1, then okay. But 3-0, series done.
How big would game three be? I mean, home field advantage then is huge.
Exactly.
Bucks win two, and then all they have to do is go to Boston, win one game, and the series is over?
No, under my idea, they would never do it because they'd be losing out on revenue. You know, they would have came back here for game five and made some money. You know, and it's always about the gate, seems. But, yeah, if you get up 2-0, yes, that would turn game three. Okay, if you don't win game three, series over. 3-0, series done.
I don't hate your idea. In fact, I kind of like it.
I love it.
I don't think the American public is smart enough to follow it.
Yeah, well, you know, if a guy from Lamira can figure this out and think it's a good idea, I think it's an excellent. You get up 3-0, and you move on. Like last night, the Bucks would have clinched that series Saturday night, Bart, and boom. And same with Boston. They would have clinched that series Friday night, up 3-0 on Indiana. We would have been starting this series on Wednesday.
Especially in that first round, like, Detroit was ugling it up a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. I think Drummond threw a punch into Connaughton's chest. I mean, that stuff's going to happen because you got nothing to lose and, you know, you're frustrated. So maybe that would be good for that way, too.
Well, what ultimately happens, okay, you get up 3-0, and let's say game four, that bad team wins, or the team on the short end wins. It gets 3-1. Seems like what's always the case is when a series goes back to the team, the building where the team is up 3-1, it's a blowout. I mean, it's an absolute massacre. Now, the Bucks a few years ago, yeah, they were down 3-0. They made it 3-1. They won game five because usually you never win game five down 3-0. You won game five to make it 3-2, and then you came back here, and then it was an ass-whipping against the Bulls. But, yeah, first one, if you get up 3-0, series done in the postseason.
We'll see what Gary thinks about that coming up. How about that? 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Sean is in Racine. What's up, Sean?
Sorry, I couldn't call yesterday. I heard the phones were a little light. I was too busy with work.
No, there's not. That's fine. That's fine.
All right.
Who said the phones were
the
light?
Bucks?
You did.
I did?
You said
in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh. 9 o'clock.
Oh, maybe they might have a little bit of light, but we got a lot to say.
We yesterday. Don't need phones.
No, sometimes we don't. I like phones. We didn't do a lot of phones yesterday. I don't remember saying that, but if I did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Okay. Well, that's in the course of a four-hour show. Who knows what the hell you're going to say in 4 hours.
Yeah. I think earlier today I said I would give up my left arm for the Bucks to win the series, but not all the way to the shoulder, just to the elbow so I can still have a stub.
Well, people will say, hey, remember saying this on the show? I don't remember.
They'll say, remember when Bart made fun of paraplegics?
And I was like... Don't remember that part.
What's up, Sean?
I was just calling in about the Bucks from last night. The whole season narrative's always been, okay, they got a good chance. They're doing good. They have the best record, possible MVP candidate. But they haven't won a playoff series in 18 years. Now that they finally got over that hurdle, the next narrative is going to be, well, the Celtics still beat them last year without Kyrie Irving. So now once they get over that, I really don't know much else people can come up with excuses for about this team. In the end, they probably will make it to the finals, and it'll be a much more interesting team against the Warriors with the way the Warriors have been scuffling at times this season. Even in the playoffs, they've seemed a bit complacent. So when it comes to Giannis, he'll be the MVP. I'm just glad we have something good with the Bucks to talk about because traditionally in the past 18 years it's been – either the Bucks were already out of the playoffs or they weren't even in it and all we were focused on was Brewers, and that would have been tough to talk about that loss last night all morning.
Well, we'd be focusing more on the NFL draft, which we're going to get to
true,
at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Bucks are, I mean, it's a big deal for them to win a first-round playoff series. I mean, it's embarrassing they went 18 years without a playoff series victory. That's just a joke.
Yeah, I wasn't
joke.
Even an adult when that happened.
I mean,
so.
That's an absolute embarrassment. But, you know, I think those days are – I want us to get back to the days where winning a first-round playoff series is not a big deal. And it was last night, but there's going to be a time, hopefully, that this is going to be a regular thing with the Milwaukee Bucks. But it's a joke that they have gone 18 years without winning a playoff series. That's just how bad the organization has been. And it's not in this ownership. I'm putting that one on the previous one.
Sean, thanks for keeping the phones hot today.
You guys have a nice morning.
Yeah. Appreciate that. 799-1250, you two, to Sean. Brian tweets in, sort of on the same vein as what Sean was saying, at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Chuck, Bart, so if the series with Boston is going to be so tough, once we get past them, and we will the next round be Philly or Toronto? Either one. Will it not be as scary? Basically, do you feel if we get past Boston, the finals are a shoo-in?
Well, first of all, as we all know, nothing is a shoo-in. No matter what. I mean, you get to this level, it's not easy.
Except for the Bucks getting past Detroit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would, I mean, shoot. Again, that would, yeah. But, you know, the Bucks played great, too.
That thing. We put $4,000 on it. I won $100. No, just kidding.
No, you didn't.
No way in hell I would do that.
I offered it to you. Yeah, you could. I said, you go back to your wife, and I'll do $4,001. Yeah. But see, that would have been easy money.
No, it's that'd not.
Have been, you would have had $100. If you went to Vegas, you put down $4,000, you win $100.
It's not worth the stress of letting...
Stress! There was four easy games.
Of letting 4,000 just sit out there.
Four blowout victories. 4,001.
Yeah. Let's get to Corey in Burlington. What's up, Corey?
Morning, guys.
Corey.
I don't disagree with Chuck. I think seeing so many of these series go to 3-0. When did they change it from 5-7 in the first round?
God, I feel like they changed it shortly after Denver beat Seattle about 20 years ago.
Oh wow!
But I think it was after that because the Bucks in Orlando, that was a 5-game series back in 2001.
And how many of these things have even gone to 7 in the first round? I watch it because it's playoff basketball, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, you're right.
And then I always have to end up Googling it every year. Is it 2-3-2 or 2-2-1-1-1? Like, what's the format? Don't they change it later in the rounds?
Well, then baseball, I think, is different. And then, yeah, they change it in the rounds. And
no, baseball, the miniseries.
I look it up every time. I never know.
See, but the baseball divisional series goes 5 games, though. The series, like with Colorado, that was a 5 game. It went 3, but that's a 5 game series. Now you could argue that should maybe go 7
almost, because when you're looking at baseball, it's all about the series and who has the best team through a series. So if you're going to make that one 7, that's fine, I guess.
2003 is when it changed.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah,
because the Bucks in 2001, they beat Orlando in a 5-game series, and then the Charlotte series, the last one they won, that went 7 against the Hornets. Ooh, look at this. How about this? So the last time the Bucks won a playoff series, the Hornets became the Bobcats. Then Hornets moved to New Orleans, and then the Bobcats came, and the Bobcats became the Hornets again. It's been that long. It's been two different franchises in Charlotte since the last time the Bucks won a playoff series. And I thought this one, too. They mentioned this on TNT. Glenn Robinson, the third who played in that game for Detroit last night, his dad played for the Bucks the last time the Bucks won a playoff series. Just astounding facts you find here on the show. How about that?
Hey, we never answered that one guy's tweet.
Which is?
If the Bucks beat the Celtics, are the finals a shoe-in?
Well, nothing's a shoe-in again at this level.
No, I rank them in order of how the seeding is. I think the Raptors are going to be the toughest matchup for the Bucks. That series is going to go 7. The Bucks will win it. The Sixers series will go 6, and the series against the Celtics will go 5.
I think this series with Boston is going to have a lot of, I mean, obviously because of last year, and they're the Celtics. And there's a lot of Celtics haters out there. I think this series, considering what happened last year, going to Game 7, the bad blood maybe between the two teams. But if the Bucks play Toronto, of course, with the reward going to the NBA Finals, that's going to be huge. But if the Bucks play Philadelphia, that's even going to be bigger than the Bucks playing Toronto. Because I think with the Sixers, maybe some little bad blood was stirring the last time the Sixers were here.
Oh, yeah, that's the beginning of a rivalry.
Yeah.
Not just the beginning. We're in like the third chapter already of that story. Rogers and Cudahy. Roger.
Hey, Rog.
Ah, good morning, fellas. Listen.
I don't know why I just sung your name, but.
Pardon me?
Well, I went, instead of just saying, what's up, Roger, I went, hey, Roger, and I'm not sure why.
Well, I appreciate it anyway.
Sure, yeah, I'll do that from now on.
Yeah, I'm wondering, and this is that we can have an be caught in an excuse trap. And what I'm saying is, I'm not going to hold it against the Bucks if all of a sudden we have a couple teams in these playoffs that rise to the occasion and simply play up to their abilities and expectations, be it Boston or Philadelphia. I'm not going to hold that against the Bucks if they fail to beat one of those teams. It's not their fault that those teams underachieved during the regular season, and I hope that doesn't work against them. Having said that, if they get to the seventh game at home, hopefully they can hold ground and take the series.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
Thank you, Roger.
Should Toronto, Boston, and Philadelphia have been better during the regular season? The Bucks were. The Bucks never had a let-up during the regular season. Yeah, they slipped up a couple of games, but they never had a sustained skid. They were pretty good.
They went like 5-5 in December
for a while,
and people were...
But that's... Okay, if that's their skid, I'll take it, man. But they never went, losing four in a row. Nothing like that. I mean, Philly had some ugly losses this year. Toronto had some ugly losses. Boston had some ugly losses. Quite a few. The Bucks dominated the regular season. None of those other teams did.
Couple of tweets to read before we get to Gary Wolfel. Andrew tweets in at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I need some love advice from Chuck.
Okay, I can do that.
I'm 33 and met the love of my life 1.5 months ago. She's the best thing that has ever happened to me. Is it too early to propose and make her mine forever?
Wow, after 1.5 months.
Now, Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything is Wednesdays at 8:48, but certainly we have time for this now.
I can give an early preview. Man, I give it a little more time. I mean, 1.5 months is way too soon.
But if you know, you know.
Yeah, but do you really know a lot about the person in a 1.5 months? My second marriage, I thought I knew her well. Yeah, and look at where that ended. I'm telling you. Yeah, she had alternative motives. Yeah, and I didn't see that coming. So yeah, I'd beware for anybody out there. You better really know somebody before you're
gonna take that. You can never know somebody.
Well, maybe you're right on that.
How long have I been married? 6 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll look back at our wedding day and be like, we didn't even know each other, and we knew each other for 5 years leading up to that.
What didn't you know?
Oh, it's just that, like, I don't know, just when you look back, what you know now, mm-hmm. or just, I don't know, just, it's weird. It's weird, I don't know, it's weird.
It is. Like my first marriage, I'll say, man, why were we even dating? I mean, we had nothing in common. The second one, it was like, then, you know, you go to, you know, divorce court and all that, and you're like, God, is this the same person I even married?
That's a bummer.
What a joke she is, you know?
Wow.
Oh, absolutely.
Chuck knows how to treat a lady.
Well, you know, she doesn't know how to treat a person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Brian tweets in. We read that one. Pete tweets in. I mean, what Milwaukee sports fan doesn't wake up, grab coffee, adjust himself, and then tune into the Fan's Chuck and Winkler show? And, you know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Maybe people that don't quite know we're out there yet, and you can be taking it upon yourself to help tell them that there's a morning show in Milwaukee, a sports morning show that talks a lot of your local teams, and that's a good thing. I mean, do you want to hear national stuff all morning? Do you want to hear guys adjust themselves on the radio? Or do you want to hear two guys talking about sports with you guys? That's what we provide here. I don't mind even if you listen to the big show or the Bill Michaels show or the postgame show during this morning block. But we've got for you 12-plus hours of local sports talk every day. And so this is the place to be. That's a great tweet, Pete. Congratulations for winning tweet of the day.
It is. And throwing the on-deck and post-game shows of our teams. And, yeah,
12-plus hours.
That's more supplemental programming. Yeah.
And now we've got Gary Wolfel coming up.
Yeah. We'll ask about the playoff series coming up.
How about this? I did pretty much the whole interview last week. You can just talk to him today.
Yeah. I mean, I stepped aside because you guys went back and forth. And
I've had one too many coffees. They're not settling well.
If you want to step aside, I'll talk some basketball with them.
I could run out, get a breakfast sandwich.
You're not. Maybe. Now, you say you're not going to go at him today?
It's him calling.
Yeah?
No, I won't.
Okay.
We'll talk to Gary Wolfel next. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. 18 years ago, the Bucks won a playoff series. It took them 18 years to do it again, but they do it last night, beating the Pistons 127-104. It's a series sweep, and now it's on to Boston sometime this weekend. Gary Wolfel, WolfelsPressBox.com joins us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, I was in high school 18 years ago. What were you up to?
God, I would have hated to have been your parents.
Oh, all right.
Jesus.
Firing a howitzer right off the bat. Hey, Gary. All right.
Can you imagine Bart in high school?
Oh, man. Not too far removed from where he is right now here. I'm sure he's doing the same antics.
I was me. I was still me, but like with less confidence.
You went to Fond du Lac High School?
I did, and when I would go to basketball games, I'd walk right by Chuck Freeman, who was calling the games. And so our paths have crossed many times without even knowing it, and now here we are. You could kind of say, Gary, that Chuck and I working together is basically like destiny fulfilled. We're just following God's plan.
I never knew him in Fond du Lac.
No, Chuck never knew me.
I had no idea who he was.
I looked at this guy. He's like the one celebrity in town.
I knew his dad.
He knew my dad.
I thought his dad was a cool guy.
Stunning good looks.
Yeah.
I think he's got the same blazer collection that he had 20 years ago.
me or your dad?
And you?
Oh, me. Okay. Yeah.
My dad's got one suit, and it's like two sizes too big.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. He's in a Hawaiian shirt phase now, so that's great. Yeah. But yeah, so Chuck and I crossed paths a bunch and never really knew it.
Well, I've been to Fond du Lac a few times in my life, and Chuck is like the mayor there. He's a legend, an icon.
I don't know about that, but...
Well, you are. I mean, it's incredible. I'll walk into a sports bar, and I'll just drop your name, and it's free drinks.
It is? Okay. All right. I didn't realize that I had that kind of pull in Fond du Lac, but
Chuck,
there's not too many bars left in Fond du Lac.
If we were both single and walked into a bar in Fond du Lac on a Saturday night, mm-hmm. same pool to choose from...
We'd be the only ones there.
Who do you think would get more... Let's just say phone numbers.
Definitely me. Without a doubt.
Who would go home with a prettier girl?
Oh, that's without a question me. I think we know that answer.
All right.
Let's get to the Bucks. Okay. Bucks and now this series coming up with the Celtics. We knew the Bucks were going to destroy Detroit. Right off the top. We want your prediction on the Bucks and Celtics.
Well, actually, I made that prediction last week.
I know. We just want to hear it again.
Show, and I said the Celtics then, and nothing has changed my mind. You know, I thought the Celtics would win the Eastern Conference before the season started. You know, they obviously had their issues. I mean, they had some major internal issues, and I'm still not sure those are resolved. I mean, you could see what I would term is major, major moves by the Celtics if they lose this round. But Brad Stevens has done a pretty darn good job of righting the ship. And Gordon Hayward is back to being the Gordon Hayward we saw out in Utah. I think he's averaging something like 17 points a game in his last 10 games. So they're peaking at the right time.
All right, let me take a different approach. Convince me. Convince me the Celtics are going to win the series.
I'm not convinced they're going to win. I'm just saying I think they're going to win, and it's going to be a good series. Could be a very good series. Could be a classic series. But then again, you know, sometimes when you think you're going to have a classic series, they don't turn out to be so classic. And but, you know, at least on the surface, these are two teams that are, you know, very close in talent. They have two very good coaches. It should be a heck of a series.
I think the Bucks are going to win it in five. I think the narrative nationally, I don't think anybody wants the Celtics to lose this for a multitude of reasons. Because you can say you hate a team, whatever, but you tend to go with the devil, you know, and most people know more about the Celtics. The Celtics were the team that was supposed to win 60 games. The Celtics were the team that was supposed to be the one seed in the Eastern Conference Finals. And what you've got is a Milwaukee Bucks team that has played every bit like the Celtics were supposed to, but better. Giannis is the best player in this series. Middleton and Bledsoe, they really just need one of those guys to have an above-average night. And the other guy can struggle and they'll be fine. Lopez, I think, changes the course of everything when it's defending Al Horford, which the Bucks could not do when they matched up last year. And with Malcolm Brogdon coming back presumably soon, you look at the bench, they're so deep, you're going to have guys that are valuable contributors still fighting for 10, 15 minutes a game, and the Bucks bench matched up against the Celtics bench, I give the edge entirely to the Bucks. And Marcus Smart not being in this series is going to be a huge blow for Boston. So the Bucks are the better team. They have the better player. I'm going to go Bucks in five.
Chuck?
I think the Bucks will win it in six. I think the Bucks, Kyrie will give them some problems, like he gives everybody problems. I still think Giannis is the best player on the court. Kyrie, second, close second. But the Bucks will find a way to win this series, and I think they clinch game six in Boston.
Well, you know what? You know, you're talking about Giannis being the best player on the floor, and you know, certainly you can make that argument, but who's the best player in the playoffs, at least from a career standpoint, and it's not even close. Kyrie Irving has played in big, big-time games. I mean, he's been in championship finals. And not only has he played in championship finals, he's played at a very high level. And I personally think that's going to be the key to the series. Bledsoe has to, you know, keep him in the five-serve arena. If Kyrie Irving goes off on him, it could be a tough series for the Bucks.
But see, I think this is where a chance where Giannis can, well, not make a name for himself because he already has.
Yeah.
But he could add this to his pedigree by having a great series here.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, this is maybe, well, it is the most important series Giannis has ever been in. I mean, he's expected to take this team, you know, to the Eastern Conference Finals at least. And the world's going to be watching him. I mean, he's got to deliver. I mean, if he comes in and has, you know, mediocre games, even one or two of them, I think the Bucks could, you know, again, you know, struggle. So
we're talking with Gary Wolfel. Gary, you're like the you're like the Larry Zonka of the fan. You're like the Larry Zonka of the fan.
Wow. That's high comparisons.
Well, he's a part of the 72 Dolphins, and I feel like whenever the Bucks are going to lose this series, Gary's going to pop a bottle of champagne and celebrate whenever the Bucks get bounced from the playoffs.
Why would I say that?
I don't think you like the – you're not rooting for the Bucks.
You know, I'm not rooting for anybody. I just want to see competitive games, you know, if Bucks
– You don't have to root for – I guess you don't have to root for the Bucks. That's a fan thing of me to say to someone – but you are definitely rooting against them.
No, that's not true at all. I enjoy quality basketball games where it's competitive, you know, all the way through. And unlike the Pistons-Bucks series that was over before it was even started, right? I mean, that was just a waste of everybody's time. So, anyways, I do like competition. That's the bottom line.
Here's a take I really hate. You didn't do it. This is one of our...
Uh-oh.
One of our, I've just heard this from some national guys, and I've heard it from people on this station, and it's just a take that I, or a reason for a take that I hate. I bring it up because you sort of broached it saying how good Kyrie's been in the playoffs. I look at this Bucks team like the 2014-2015 Warriors, where they won 51 games, and then the next year they won 67. They got bounced in the first round, fired their coach. The next year they went to the NBA Finals. But you would not get a lot of people at that time to say the Warriors can go to and win the finals, because the thing that people fall back on a lot is, well, they've got to show me first. Giannis has to show me. The Bucks have to show me. I won't believe they can win a series like this until they will. And at that point, it's like you can't predict chalk your whole life. And even in this case, the Bucks are chalk. The Bucks showed you all season. The Bucks won 60 games. The Bucks won 75% of those games by double digits. Saying that when you evaluate this series, let's look at more than just how the Bucks and Celtics played last year against two totally different teams on both sides. Let's look more than just Kyrie's a little bit older and been in the league longer and play with LeBron, so he's got a better postseason history than Giannis. Let's look at where these teams are at now. And where these teams are at now, the Bucks are a better team with a better player. Giannis was 41 last night. He can play in the playoffs. I really like the Bucks in this one.
I couldn't tell.
You want to bet something?
I don't bet. You know that. So, no. But anyways, you know, you kind of gloss over Kyrie's postseason career. You can't do that. I mean, there's a reason why these guys are great. It's because the numbers they put up in
Kyrie and Horford. We did earlier last week or late last week. The three guys were afraid of the most in the playoffs, and I go Kyrie in the fourth quarter. You cannot beat him in the playoffs. And then Al Horford was so good against the Bucks last year that he just inherently scares me. And I'm not writing that off. I think that the Celtics are a worthy opponent. They are a good team. That's how high I am on the Bucks. I'm not going to write off Kyrie's playoff history, just like you shouldn't write off what the Bucks have done this season.
Well, again, when you compare the playoffs to the regular season, it's apples and oranges. I mean,
both are fruit.
It wasn't last year didn't the Warriors finish like second or third in their conference last year, if I'm not mistaken?
They were second.
Yeah, and look what happened. They won, right? So
they beat the Rockets in the conference finals because Chris Paul got hurt.
Well, they beat them. That's the bottom line. Yeah. And so, I mean, what you do in the regular season is nice, but it's big boys' time now, and we'll see how the Bucks hold up.
Did you see Gordon Hayward the other day? I mean, I thought since the injury, we haven't seen a lot of him, but I feel like, man, we're getting back to the old Gordon Hayward. He's taking step-back threes, turnaround jumpers. He's going to the rim. He's being like the Hayward we saw a few years ago at Utah.
Oh, I totally agree. I brought that up earlier. I mean, I think he's averaging close to 17 points in his last 10 games. Mm-hmm. And if they get 17 points a game from Gordon Hayward, you know, they're just a really talented team. Next to Golden State, I think they do have the most talent. But, again, you know, talent doesn't always win out.
Why is being good in the regular season a bad thing? Like that is a narrative against the Bucks this year. No, they're a regular season team. Being good in the regular season means nothing. It means nothing to learn how to completely dominate opponents. And the Bucks have had close games, and they've had close games against the Celtics, and they have learned a lot along the way. Why are we even playing the? Why don't we just pick teams out of a hat? I'm so tired of everybody saying the regular season's not important. It got the Bucks the one seed. It got them the home court advantage.
Yeah,
it is important.
But I'll say this:
it got them confidence.
But you know what? The playoffs are a different thing, are a different animal, and we're seeing the Celtics being a different team than they were in the regular season.
Absolutely, no question.
And
no question.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, everything. I mean, we saw the Pistons. Look how hard the Pistons played. In those other four games the Bucks played with them in the regular season, the Pistons didn't play that hard. Man, they played their ass off, but so did the Bucks, man. I thought the Bucks took it to a different level. The Bucks just took it to a different level in that series. And you know what? Boston's going to do the same thing when they play this weekend. When you go into these gyms for a postseason game, it's a lot different than it is in a regular season.
Hey, by the way, I assume you watched the game last night, right?
The Bucks game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Okay. Hey, yeah, I did. I tried to keep my eyes open like I did for the other three games. I mean, like I said, what a waste of time. But anyways, I wanted to get your takes on Reggie Miller as a broadcaster.
Oh, you know what? I didn't listen to TNT. I was listening to Paschke and Marcus.
Oh, okay.
I listened to the local guys, but I've been okay with Reggie. Why?
Oh, I mean, he's just, you know, how he was, Chuck, as a player, very abrasive.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way he comes across on TV. And one of his interesting comments, though, for what it's worth, he said Eric Bledsoe is going to become a household name after the playoffs. So we'll see.
He said that, huh?
He said that many times.
He did.
Not only did he say it once, Chuck, he said it twice.
So he's going to have, he's going to make amends from last year.
I was going to say, he could be known.
He's going to be the most motivated player in this series.
Wow, I'll tell you.
Without a doubt. I mean, let's face it. I read a story this morning. I think it's an ESPN story about how Eric Bledsoe struggled in the playoffs last year. I mean, he struggled mightily, but the writer said he shot just 44% from the field. 44% is pretty good for a point guard in the playoffs. Where he struggled was on the defensive end. He was horrendous. So he's got to bring his A game defensively, you know, if the Bucks want to win the series.
All right, we got to go. My blood pressure is like 180 over 90. Right.
Why?
We were just getting started.
What's wrong, Bart?
It's getting started.
Why? What happened? We're just having a little convo here with our buddy, Gary Wolfel.
Gary thinks the Bucks are better than the Celtics.
Oh, that's fine.
But he won't admit it.
Whatever he feels.
Gary, just text me your real thoughts, and I'll keep it between us girls.
Oh, man. Hey, Chuck, do you remember the last time the Bucks went to the second round?
Yeah, we were down in Charlotte.
Was Charlotte great? That's one of my favorite cities in the country.
Yeah, yeah. I remember us trying to find a place to eat on a Sunday. We couldn't find it after one of the games there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ended up going to Waffle House.
I miss that whole group.
What yeah, group. I love that year, man. I just liked Game 7 in Philadelphia. That was I thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to the NBA Finals that year.
Right.
By the way, who's the only Buck from that group to be a part of this group?
Darvin Ham.
There you go.
Here we go.
Bye, Gary.
See ya. Thanks.
What's wrong with 2001?
Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. And call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local
why are you crapping common sense. Why are you crapping on 2001?
To your community since 1935.
It was a fun year for all of us, man.
Look, if Gary wants to recount Waffle House stories, he's got to say better things about the Bucks. That's the rule. Rob's in Waukesha. What's up?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say good morning. I love your show. I listen every day on the way in.
Hey, Rob.
And I got to tell you, most of the time, Chuck, I'm usually siding with you, man, but Bart, I'm with you, man. The last couple weeks, listening to Gary Wolfel, I wonder if you spell his last name W-O-E-F-U-L-L the way he's been covering the Bucks lately. It seems like every little thing, no matter what it is that you're bringing up, whether it be the regular season, whether it be the growth, whether it be the confidence, He's got something to kind of counterpoint on it. So I have to agree with Bart. I've been getting a little fed up listening to him the last 2 weeks. But, hey, what's done is done. It's on to Boston. I think this is a great time to be a Milwaukee fan. I do think it's going to be a tough, physical, competitive series. But I do think the regular season means a lot. And they hit it on the network the other night. The Bucks have all the components that you look for in a championship team, and you guys might have even hit on it as well. You know, offense, defense, rebounding, they're physical enough.
Yeah, what's their weakness? Where's their weakness?
Focused.
They don't have one.
And I think Bart, it was the chemistry, and maybe Chuck, but they've got the team chemistry of a championship team as well.
Well, they definitely got the
talking about.
They definitely have the chemistry over the Celtics because the
thanks, Rob.
Everybody in the Celtics hates Kyrie. I don't know what Rob's getting on me for liking Gary Wolfel.
Because you know how radio's theater of the mind?
Yeah.
How people picture these interviews as me sitting on one side of a room or like a restaurant table and you and Gary on the other side playing footsie underneath.
That's how...
Well, you know, I think though Gary... When Gary says he doesn't care who wins, it is true. I mean, this is back even to 2001.
He cares who loses.
No, I don't think he really does.
He doesn't want the Bucks to win.
No, I don't think that way. If I thought so, I'd tell you.
I'm gonna take next Tuesday off.
That's fine. I thought you were gonna take this interview off.
Then I got all mad.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Bucks move on to the second round. To the disdain no. of one Gary Wolfel.
That's the way you paint it. It's
who
not true.
Comes on these airwaves behind the human shield that is Chuck Freeman. His best friend on the Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Got an email here from Mark. He says, is today the day that kids eat free at Perkins? Well, Mark, as a matter of fact, it is. Tuesdays after 4 o'clock, kids eat free. Tuesdays and Saturdays at Perkins from 4 until close. So you get a meal, and then your kid gets a free meal off the kids' menu there. They do that Tuesdays and Saturdays at Perkins. Also, if you're into strawberries, it is the strawberry festival season at Perkins. You can get a lot of great breakfast items this morning, like the fresh strawberry croissant French toast, the fresh strawberry buttermilk pancake platters, and then maybe later in the day, the fresh strawberry salad. All available strawberry season at Perkins. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. Let's get up to Chicago. Go talk to Monte down there. What's up?
Hey, Mont.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey
I usually don't listen to you guys, man, because I'm around this time, man, I'm usually getting the ashes out of my eye just waking up because I work second shift, man. But like I said, I'm in such a...
So have you ever called before?
Well, this is my... No, calling you guys show, this is my first time.
Oh, well, then we've got to celebrate you. It feels
like the first time. Hey, Monty, listen, get up early and don't be a foreigner to the show. And definitely don't be a foreigner to calling us.
Yeah, I definitely have to do that. If my second shift job is not that bad, or I don't tie one on after I get off, we'll see. But
You're fitting in real nice to the show already.
What do you do for a second shift, by the way?
Yeah.
What's the second shift gig you got?
I work at a warehouse, at LKQ, pulling automotive parts.
Oh, so you're busting your ass, man.
You dang right I am.
Okay, and you deserve to sleep in. Good for you.
Yes, I do. But Gary Whiffle got me, man. I was like, I'm with you, bro. That series is boring to you. Okay, I know you might like competitive basketball, but man, this is, and you got to be objective. You're a writer and all that. You know, wrote for the Waukesha Times or whatever. But
I don't even know.
What's that?
Wolfelspressbox.com now. He was at the Racine Journal
Times
for a long time.
Racine Journal, that's it. Racine, I say, Marcus, my fault. Yeah, Racine Journal, that's what he used to write for. But yeah, man, his demeanor, man, come on, man. The Bucks ain't, you know, this is the first time they, since 2001 that they, you know, get to the second round and sweep a series. What? Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just don't understand his demeanor. And before, you know, Jabari's going to be a better player than Giannis. You know, he was saying that 2 or 3 years ago. I've been turned off by Wolfo, I'm not going to lie, for the last 2 years.
Oh, he ain't the only one who thought Jabari was going to be better than he was.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could, don't get me wrong, from the very beginning, you know, about Giannis, but you could just see his demeanor, and every year he wanted to get better. But I just, you know, just wanted to throw that in the pot, man. But I'm glad we got Eric Names talking about the Bucks. So.
Well, if Velasquez on here tomorrow at 8, we'll have Eric Name around this time, 8:35 on Friday. Monte, since it's your first time on Chuck and Winkler, anything else you want to say? Any shout-outs to anybody?
To my homies that I'll be in Milwaukee, man, for Friday for the draft, and hopefully has they said when the series is going to start?
Nah, they'll make that maybe tonight. They'll announce it, or maybe this afternoon, but they haven't announced it. I think they're waiting for some of these other series to end.
Oh, okay, so it's still up in the
air for TV.
I'll be in Milwaukee this weekend, and hopefully I'll probably be driving back here to Chicago Sunday morning. But if the Bucks play Sunday, I can't do that. The wife will be upset, but oh well.
Will be upset. Why?
Oh, because I'm staying in Milwaukee for a longer time, you know, season.
Monty, you tell your wife, this is the postseason, man. Anything goes here, man. This is the postseason. 2001's the last time that, they've been actually a good team. So.
Yeah, the postseason is like the purge.
Yeah, anything goes in the postseason. No rules.
Yeah.
Wife says you can't stay in Milwaukee, you say postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her not being a sports fan, that's... But like I said, Sid just have to be upset with me for a while.
Yeah, that's not your fault. She's not a sports fan. Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Monty. Yeah. Welcome to the family.
No doubt.
All right.
We'll talk soon.
Take it easy.
All right. Monty, Chicago.
You know, he said he's with you. I'm not. I don't think that the Bucks. I just think the Bucks are going to win at 6. You have them in 5. I don't think Boston's going to win the series. I think I wouldn't be surprised, but I think the Bucks are going to win it in 6.
Tyler just tweeted me something from Time Hop, which still exists. I didn't know. Time Hop, where it shows you old tweets from years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago. Guess what I tweeted 4 years ago? Was that the Bulls series? 4 years ago?
2015.
Yeah. 2015.
Mm-hmm.
April 23rd, 2015. I said, it's a tough loss. But the Bucks won a lot of people over tonight. They're going to win a title in the next 5 years. I'll bet anything on that. Clock's ticking, Winks.
Mm. Oh,
wow. My dad bet me a cheeseburger. Rob said, I'll take that bet. I'll also take this bet. That is a reach, Bart, a serious reach. They are a farm team. They'll never win a championship. Wow.
I think we learned from this ownership, man. When we were beginning to doubt own the future, is like, man, is the own the future a movable time? Man, own the future, they was right on, man. They got the new arena. They got a beautiful surrounding area to that. You know, everything outside the arena, growth, and now a championship-level team. Of course, you know, Giannis, big part of it. Got lucky with Giannis under previous ownership, but Giannis made himself into a great player.
I will say, though, me saying that one of our teams is going to win a title in the next 5 years is such a Bart take. I've said it before, and I'll say it again.
Hasn't been done yet, though.
I know.
But hasn't been done.
Well, I think we're getting pretty close on all of them.
Well, got to get over the hump. Couldn't get over Game 7 in the NLCS last year.
How about the Packers?
No, the Brewers are going the other way.
They're
going
to win a title. The Packers. We'll talk Aaron Nagler, some draft. More on the Bucks coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.